that the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. This is fun. Christopher Titus is here. The great Titus is upon us, and you've got
the great Titus.
The great Titus. I like
the
that.
The great Titus. Yes.
You came cruising in your new Super Drives Itself car.
Is
great.
I traded in two cars, and then I have a 6-year loan. But yeah, I'm good.
What do you mean? It sounds like a great deal.
It's amazing. What the credit guy was just like, "How long you want the loan for?"
Yeah.
Well, what's the payment going to be? No, 6 years then. I'm 6 years. Yeah, I got the Elon Musk. It's the coolest thing. We put on auto drive on the way out, and literally I'm with my assistant Ryan within the car, and he's freaking out the whole time. He's like, it's gonna do, and the car did some scary things a couple times, but
horrifying.
Well, only because if the lines on the road, look, you can't trust Caltrans. You know, Elon Musk built this car thinking that Caltrans is going to make a straight line. And what happened was is that there's a space in the high-output vehicle lane where it kind of widens out. So the Tesla didn't know which line to pick, so it just started
swerving.
Going back and forth. Let me to say, you pick one. I don't know. And it was zigzagging.
Out.
It's weird. I don't want to get a drunk driving ticket because my car's programming is weird.
I swear to
God, I'm just on the side of the road just walking line. It's the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, shut up.
And that's my thing. My friend just got one of these things, and I drove it, and I told you off the air, but it's got to be the exact same thing as the old pioneers getting off their horse going, I'm not getting in one of those death traps. I'm fine right here with this pony.
Yeah, that one caught on fire. We saw one caught on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
They catch fire.
I heard in Chicago it killed 15 people.
No one ever needs to go that fast. No. You're insane.
Oh, you're going to a time-space continuum.
Right. And then you think
Doc
about
Brown,
it.
Doc reliability. Brown.
Those people never went anywhere.
Yeah,
they went
right.
down the street and back. And right. so the idea of, like, it goes 80 miles. When will I ever need that?
And we planned 2 weeks to do that, too. Well, I'm going to pack up the saddlebags. And where are you going? 4 blocks to the general store. I'll be back in March.
I did the same thing. I was riding in that Tesla when he hit the button and it's driving itself down the road and he's got his arms crossed or just a finger on one of them. He's sitting there. I'm not doing a thing. And I'm like, I want out. I want out of this thing. This is insane. This is against man.
Are there any other sweet upgrades besides driving itself? Or is it just driving itself?
Speed.
It's car 2.0, dude.
It's
insane. And I'm a hot rod guy. Like, I'm into cars, and this thing goes zero. I didn't even get the P. I just got the normal 100D. And I'm telling you, the car goes from zero to 60 in 4 seconds.
It's the fastest car I've ever been in.
It sucks you back.
The
aside from the drag car I was in,
2.
I swear,
yeah,
it's the fastest car I've ever
my
been.
Wife, she doesn't let me accelerate it. She's like, stop. I feel sick.
Yeah.
I feel sick.
It's so immediate
when
you hit the gas on this thing. It's ridiculous. Now, you said you have an assistant, Ryan.
He's helping tonight with it. With the premiere.
Okay, but is he a normal assistant? Is he always your assistant, or is he just now your assistant?
No, he's an editor, too. He edited the movie. He works for me. He works for my
but
company.
But on his business card, does it say Titus's assistant? I'm going somewhere with this. Does it say Titus's assistant?
This is Lil Bitch on it.
I need to get Toledo those cards. I didn't
Ryan,
know that.
Lil Bitch.
Because Toledo is upset, our producer who answered the door for
right.
you, that you would not text him back.
I don't even know what you mean.
But I text you and I said, Titus, just deal with Toledo
because
I'm terrible.
But I never got a text from anybody, like a number that
he
I recognize.
He says that's a lie.
Okay, all right, what's his Toledo. First of all, Toledo, really? Was he a gunslinger? Why did he get that? Before he took this job, did he roam the West? Did he roam the West killing people?
He came from Toledo, so we're like, you're going to live with us forever.
I hear Toledo's in town. Well, I'm
so he's going to show you that he texted
all right, what's the number?
Dick Toledo.
Well, you don't want that, dude. You're going to start throwing that out
there. But you have the number.
He's got his phone.
Number?
He'll just show you.
Give me the first three numbers.
602.
All right, I'll look it up. Hold on. 6-0
And they'll be on there because now Toledo's.
Oh, yeah, it's right here.
Now, I had told you several times.
Hey, Titus, it's Toledo from KUPD Phoenix. Can you call in Thursday morning? Nope. Hey, give me a shout so we can set this up tomorrow. Good, not going to happen. Here's the number for tomorrow. Can you call in 6 minutes? Nope, didn't get that one either. Okay.
Yeah, none
all
of
right.
those.
Well,
now, this is what we're saying, so we assume.
All right, Toledo, I'm standing down. You've bested this town again. All right, no wonder you're the top gun.
Got to get back in my Tesla.
Yes.
He won't talk to me, and so I'm like, well, I'm going to screw all this up.
I honestly didn't know. I just found the first time I found it.
And then Thursday, we had communication issues because I'm terrible at it. You're flying all over the place.
Yeah.
This is what these people are for.
I was in a hurricane-ravaged Florida at the time.
Oh, that's nice. Good spin.
I was helping people. I was pulling dead bodies from sewers. Sorry, I didn't call in at 6 o'clock.
Busy.
Busy.
You look dead, sir.
I was distilling water from my own urine for the people of Florida. Damn it.
Well, how can we argue now?
I
wouldn't answer Toledo either. But we need – you are a star.
No.
Shut up. With a movie that's premiering here.
Well, I'm doing a screening for it because I love this
movie.
One. Yes, a full movie.
You're in the movie. You wrote the movie. You directed the movie.
Billy Gardell's in the movie.
Billy Gardell is in the movie.
You provided the craft service.
Why is Ryan
M&M's and trail mix? Yes.
Why is Ryan not texting Toledo so the two of us can just joke around on text and not have to deal
you
with
know
this
what?
Minutia?
That is your absolute. Not, you know what? That's I didn't. Wow.
Think
I
about it.
A guy that could.
You got
and
a
I should have just.
I'm using my guy.
Coordinated. Because you and I, first of all, let's talk about texting for a minute. So okay. Me and Johnny, we talk and stuff. But I was like, hey, can you help me with this premiere? I'm going to use every, favor. Because I've known you guys.
For
how long
time.
Have I done this?
Okay. At least a year.
So we hit him with it. And so I give him my phone number. And his first text to me is like, honestly, one of the most horrifying moments.
Well, because you said, here's my number.
Help my later life.
Here's that. And
it's
always,
literally like the first text.
And I always send something awful back going, you're going to regret giving me
this. Oh, it's not just awful.
This.
It's okay. So the first, okay.
It's
so,
analingus.
But hey, it's Titus. Call me back.
He sent me.
It's literally a guy with his tongue so far up another man's butt.
Darting.
It became medical. It stopped being porn.
Yeah, it's not sexual at all.
It's actually now
an exam.
Yeah,
an exam.
It's textbook. It's literally textbook. This is how you do it.
He sent that. He says, I'm busy right now.
No. He says, it's that picture, this literally horrifying picture. Yeah. And it says, then Titus realized he regretted giving a sociopath his number. And all I wrote back was, Dad?
Which I died laughing at. Yeah, it's true.
Because that's the only way it's going to work with you. You can't go, dude. You have to be like, okay, the only way I got to make it. Yeah, got to make sure I can stay hanging with this guy.
But
damn.
You have to worry about that whenever you hand your number to some idiot.
And you know, it's only radio DJs. There's another guy on the East Coast does the same thing to me. Send me the horror. It's just like, dude, it says this couch, they found, it's all it says is, they found $1 million worth of drugs in this couch. And I hit I open it, and it is the largest
penis.
Black human
man. Yeah.
And he's looks and his penis. The girl he's with makes her look much smaller.
Yeah, it's on black.com.
She's got her mouth around them, and she looks like she's literally being killed with it.
I believe I have that photo.
It's like
if
she's
you
doing
want
a Ricola commercial.
It is.
It's just blowing the horn.
Brady and I get the same text, so we're right there with you.
All right, so you guys have no. You guys are like, yeah, shut
absolutely.
Up, Titus.
Yeah, I'll fire
up it every day.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. It's a real showstopper.
It really is. It's like, oh, okay, this is
See, usually I'll send you this one of the little girl eating a corn dog and then follow it up with the black wang.
Oh, my God. Man, that one. Her dad is so not proud of that picture.
Well, the best thing is this is an actual picture from Instagram, and underneath it just says, it was so heavy it just fell back and hit her in the face. The mom wrote that. So I had
it's like a six-year-old, seven-year-old girl with a corn dog the size of her whole body, and that's the text?
Her mouth is open, her tongue is on the corn dog.
She's leaning against the corn dog, basically going up the shaft of the corn dog. And what does it say?
It was so heavy it just fell back and hit her in the face.
Wow, good job, Mom.
And I fired it to these two, and I'm like, you two have daughters. Enjoy
thanks for reminding
that.
Us.
Yeah, you enjoy that. Titus is in town for a great
and
thing
it,
tonight.
And why? Why are you rewarded with this job? Why are you with? If that's the human being you are all the time, why are you rewarded with this? Like, I try to be nice. I was in Florida helping people.
That's not true.
I turned into Cosby.
Yeah.
I was helping people
now.
In the Florida Sea, and I was saving the young girls, and then I was drugging them and taking them to the place.
Giving them the corn dog.
They
needed a place to sleep.
So you've got your movie, and that's the thing. We're doing this because, and I'm rewarded with this because people enjoy those pictures.
Oh, yes. Well, at least you give
and reciprocate.
Yeah. Oh, we all have stories.
Oh, yeah. No, I get them back. I get plenty back.
Oh, well, now I want to look for them, but like started the game way too high. Like, I have to now.
No, that's a tough one to.
Yeah, I don't live. I'm not a Dark Soul.
Oh, stop.
Darth Vader.
Come on.
Yeah, I have
wait
no,
a minute.
I have
what's your movie
Vader?
About again?
Hold on a second.
Okay, all right.
What's the name of your? Wait, hold on.
About the Dark Web.
Wait,
he lives.
Let me ask you this.
Talk about
what is the name of your character on the poster of your movie?
okay, so we have. Okay,
no,
so,
no, I didn't ask you anything. I just said what.
It's not the name. It's not the name of my character.
What's he called?
On the poster, on the movie poster,
that's
it, says, it says...
over your head.
It says the sleuth.
No, I didn't ask that. What's it say over your head?
I was
head?
Trying to set the joke.
I'm not.
It says the retard. There you go. Yeah, okay, all right.
I know the joke. I just was pointing out. You ruined the joke because you said you weren't dark.
All right. I'm dark to save the world. You're dark.
I'm just dark for the sake of it.
Dark to make sure that you can get those.
Yeah, I like it though. It's a better way to live.
You're never disappointed.
It really, you're right. It is. And if people are mad at you, you're like, you should be. Thank you.
Yeah, no. Mission accomplished.
You're never surprised. I know what I did.
I'm aware of it. I'm not doing it to hurt you. I'm doing it to get a reaction from you.
So we're doing a premiere, and I've decided we're going to take so tonight at the Tempe Improv, guys, we're going to show special unit. We've got we're on a camera now. We want to interview some people that want to talk. You and I are going to talk about it before the movie. We're going to set the movie up. Well, you asked me some questions about the movie. We'll talk about what's going on with it. And it's $20 now. Why is it $20? Because we could just show it and be everybody down. But we've got our countrymen in Puerto Rico, really. Which
that's trouble.
Which I was in California, California Public School. So they're part of us. Okay,
right.
And that's what they're saying. Yeah. They're like, listen.
But I figured out before Trump did.
Right. Nobody knew.
Who knew? Yeah. He said this. I love this guy. I've to the point now where it's gone so far crazy. I just love hearing him speak.
Me too.
I'm happy. He said today, he's like, there's a Category 5. Nobody's ever seen a Category 5. It's the best. It's no one's ever seen anything like it, ever. You never. And like, yeah, no, we have history. Yeah. No, ever. No, it's the biggest, best hurricane. Believe me, this hurricane.
It's luxurious.
And decimated it. The whole cut. Yeah. And he was on the way. I'm driving in. And on the way, and he's saying that it's the biggest hurricane to ever hit anywhere ever.
Ever.
How do you get tuned in? That's your whole thing the whole time. Like everything has to be the best. More murders than if you would not believe how many murders that we had. We had more murders. You would not the herpes in my town. Best herpes ever.
It's almost like a teen girl.
Everybody. Yeah.
Everything's the greatest, no matter what it is.
Yeah, he is. He's a teen girl. It's weird to watch. I've never seen a guy piss off the NBA and the NFL on the same day.
Unreal.
It was unreal and stunning. Stunning.
I sat with my mouth wide open like you've got to be kidding me.
Why?
This is impossible.
Why?
It's impossible to do.
Well, someone said Jared goes into to talk to the thing, the investigation.
Yeah.
He tweets about the transgender ban. And by the way, can we be clear about the transgender military ban? If you cut off your balls on your own, that's pretty ballsy.
I want a guy
with those kind of balls to be in the military. Yeah. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Because by the way, if you're another soldier on the team, we are going to kill the infidels. Okay, we're going to send the trans seals in. And the trans seals, they chose to cut off the balls or sew up their vaginas.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe diplomacy is a good idea. Let's go talk.
They will talk.
Exactly. Yeah. I want those guys in the military. I want all of them in their
own
elite group.
I have no issue with that. I want the looniest person in the world who's done something horrible to their bodies to be in the front line.
And to do it and then bragged about it. That's the person I want.
I don't want a guy who was neutered because somebody did it to him.
Poor bastard
is depressed.
Exactly.
These people are happy.
So you want cutters too, just like those, because they can handle torture. Those guys that hang from hooks.
Oh, yeah. Some of those guys. Well, I want to fly them in on the planes, hang them off the bottom of the plane.
Exactly. Guys just hanging. I'm coming.
Just floating in with a gun. What is that?
Gimps and get masks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because crazy to yourself doesn't mean most of those people aren't crazy to anybody else. They're really nice and giving and caring to everybody else because they realize that they have some issues. But to the enemy? Oh, I can't. Oh.
Yeah.
Come on.
If we just sent the entire cast of Blacked.com over to the desert and just let them go, these guys' mouths would be like, what is cool? Why is this these whores? And what is attached to that man?
Yeah.
Like, America, baby.
What? Hey, do you guys want to know your mission? No, we're good.
No, we're good. You got it. You enjoy taking those things in the face and bottom? Yeah, I do. We cannot win this fight. We cannot beat these women. You get beat up by a bunch of women. It'll be great. The movie is called Special Unit.
Special Unit tonight,
and you're doing it again. It was all because you wanted to give back. Puerto Rico did get.
Well, we were going to get. You know, Houston. Like I donated to J.J. Watt, and hope everybody did because that helped a lot. We're going to give the money to that raise tonight to what's going on in Puerto Rico, and we're actually looking for the exact charity, which we'll tell you guys on it.
Because
I don't want to give it to a charity that's going to pay for their jet and their thing, and it's going. We want it to go directly there.
Right.
So we're doing that. So please come down and see the movie. You guys are going to be the first people to see the movie.
Nobody's seen it yet.
No, we haven't.
You've seen it, obviously.
I've seen it.
You've seen it too many times. Is it that point where you've seen it so many times you're like, I can't watch it anymore because I'm going to start hating it because I can nitpick anything?
No, I'm really narcissistic and full of myself.
So
what happens is I really, you know, that's why we get along so well.
It's every time,
like the first time.
It's like I deliver it different every time I see it.
It's lockdown, but every time I find something new in me.
It's a Category 5 movie.
I am so great.
This movie is Category 5.
It's Category 5.
It is. We've actually pissed off. So we sent out to a bunch of disabled organizations because we want them to come. There's one coming that's cool about it. They see what we're trying to do.
So people have seen it.
They haven't seen the movie. They've seen what we saw in the trailer and stuff. Okay. And we had one man just write this thing. They were mad about the terminology, the poster. They were mad about the term. You better call a publicist that deals with these disabled organizations to use this terminology. And I just wrote, I wrote a thing on Facebook. Thank God for Billy Gardell, because what I first wrote really wasn't. I actually sent them the same picture you sent me.
Oh, nice. That was on the movie poster? Fantastic.
This is where I would like you to be with your opinion of the movie. So Billy Gardell is a good friend of mine. He's in the movie. He's like, hey Titus, hey, listen. Just tone it down a little bit, all right? Don't make it.
What did it say?
It just started out a little rougher. I was to be a disabled organization and not get what we're doing with this movie is funny. But that was the whole point of it. You know, this movie is a 10-year quest. We've been working on it since 06. We did a pilot for Comedy Central, didn't get picked up. And then I promised Michael Aronin, who's in the movie, he's got cerebral palsy, and these other actors who are really disabled. We didn't go the route where we hired, you know, these are all comedians
Posers.
And actors. Right. Well, they're actors anyways, but the Hollywood goes, well, yeah, you're good. But we need someone who's got a lot more experience. Hey, how about you give me the experience in the movie and then I'll be good?
Yeah.
Douche. So
that's true.
That's the overall douche of Hollywood. I agree. We get it done, and Billy Gardell, by the way, is the fun. People just come tonight to see Billy Gardell. Billy Gardell. There's a couple speeches I wrote him for the movie that when he does them, it was hard for me to act with him because at one point I started laughing. I had to cut. I was directing it and in it, so when I had to lecture myself. I started laughing because Billy made me laugh. I'm like, damn it, Titus, what are you doing, man? I'm trying to film a movie here. We got any money? Sorry, shut up. Action. It was weird. It was a weird.
Billy
weird.
Was just on an episode of Dice on Showtime.
Yeah,
and you just realize how brilliant his subtleties are. He was so
really
good in
a
that.
Good actor.
He really is. Yeah, and he did that Colonel Tom Parker thing, which I didn't see all of. I saw the first part of it.
Because I'm his friend. I have to see it. Yeah. Hey, Titus, you see an episode?
Yeah,
I saw it. You're great in it again. Then I have to go watch it real quick and then tell him.
He's another one that lies. He came to my house and said, because he's
Billy
a Steeler
Gardell
fan.
Lies?
He lied to me. He said, as a Steeler fan, he came to my house. We watched Steeler games at the house every Sunday. And he came by and he goes, yeah, you get it. You get it. He goes, I'm going to send you a DVD. And I'm like, really, of the Chief, which is a play in Pittsburgh about Art Rooney.
Right.
And he said, he cried when he saw it. He goes, I'm going to send you that. I get it autographed. I'll send it out. And I'm like, oh, that'd be great. Haven't heard from him.
Oh, he's getting a text.
Yeah. No, yeah. No,
oh, no,
tell
no.
Him.
I'm
He'll remember.
I'm going to text him right now.
And send him that picture, too. Says Holmberg. Yeah. Holmberg says this.
I don't know if his wife is going to be
I think your DVD's
cool.
in here.
Yeah. Of course, I guess
she answers all his tests.
Yeah.
I guess his wife is got to be. Patty's really great because she lives with him.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt.
If you're a wife of a comedian, you are.
It's a
nightmare. No, but Billy's. And then Cynthia Watchers, who was in Titus with me, who's on Lost, and she's done all these movies, and she did it. And the thing is that we send it to people, and they're like, that anybody we have sent it to, like reviewers and stuff, have just been really great about it. They like,
really?
They,
that's great.
Well, so far.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Tonight, we do a little Q&A before, and then are you willing to stick around for 10 minutes after and have people – you're going to film them after, right? Their
reaction.
Are you braced for that?
On the way out, listen, even if you hate it, we're going to have a camera set up and you can come out and you can tell us what you really think. The reason I did it because every douchebag in the world that goes after disabled people, that's like, hey, what's up, retard? That guy, that's by the way, is the character I play in the movie actually. But that guy, you can't do a movie if you want people to get something. You can't do it like we can't treat them like nice,
right?
You know, because that's a problem with disabled people. Whenever they're in something, and there's a doc we did on Facebook right now that you can look at, a mini doc. People actually go to these guys and they go, we're going to put you in a movie. You're going to be this great guy in a wheelchair and you're this sage Yoda who has all these solutions because you've been in a wheelchair. Or you have a sexual dysfunction and we're going to hire this really hot chick that really feels sorry for you. How's that feel? Is that empowering? Right. And so I wrote this thing where I'm the biggest douchebag in the world with everything. And these guys, they've passed all the tests to be cops, everything.
Right.
And they just – The government's like, nope, sorry. Yeah, I know. And
they keep
the ACLU sued. Now I'm the guy who gets them because my ex-girlfriend is the mayor, Cynthia Watchers, and she wants to bury me. So I get these total rejects. It's ridiculous.
And what was it like directing people who are kind of not acting all the time? They weren't all that experienced, but they're also disabled.
The main character had acted a lot. Tobias Forst is a quad in wheelchair. And cool, Tobias, man. Tobias is so good. And he was really – the first day he was – I'll tell you this. they didn't bitch. You know who bitched? The actors.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah, we were on the set, and some actors, like the actors, able-bodied actors, were like, "Yeah, and by the way, the coffee is not exactly hot." I said 98 degrees. It's, I think it's a 93. It's a bit tepid. So I don't know if I can start.
And you're really?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a minute because
what?
Can we send somebody? No, not Starbucks. There's a place over. It's in Las Feliz.
Who's this? I want to see her in the movie. Point her out in the movie.
It was never
Billy. Way, should they get a minute?
Wait, it was Billy. It was Billy Gardner. That's Joe's Gardner.
I'm not going out. Hey, while the movie's playing tonight, whenever that actress that did that comes on, I just want to hear you go.
Just gonna have a fart noise in the back.
And then everyone will go, "Oh, that's her. That's her."
So we had that, and Tobias Force is a quad. So Tobias has like a handler with him. He's got to help him get ready and get him in the wheelchair. He played Mac, this guy. And here's the weird thing about being around disabled actors. Because the first couple days, I was a little, and we did the pilot, so I know Michael Lerone, and I was a little bit gentle with everybody.
Right.
But then I realized, we don't have any time or money.
Right.
So let's pick it up, Gimps. Let's move it. And then they would be laughing. So here's the thing. Everyone else horrified. Everyone looking at me like I'm horrified. Everybody who's disabled is laughing their ass off. And all of a sudden, it broke all the tension. So then we work together. So we get to the school shooting scene, because I wrote a really funny school shooting in the movie.
Of course.
Greatest hilarious.
Phrase ever. Hashtag funny school shooting.
I'm not kidding. People, I'm not kidding. I did.
It's everything that was missing from Sandy Hook. The humor. No.
And you took it one step too far.
Why is that too far? You started
Prince of Darkness.
And his sidekick. It's like Prince of Darkness and Robin. That's so wrong. Like, we should never – there should be like a legislation we are not in the same room a lot. Yeah. No. So we're doing the scene, and they're on stage. And the setup is they're on stage because basically – they're getting sued. The city's getting sued, so they have to put them in a cop. So what they do is they're sending them to elementary schools to talk to the kids.
Okay.
So I'm there, and we get these big stupid badges on, and I'm a real detective.
Officer
and
friendly.
Officer kind, and it's like it's horrible, and we're all embarrassed. And so we're filming the scene, and I go to Forrest because they've got to impress the kids. And Tobias, although he's a quad, can do wheelies in his wheelchair. So I'm like, so he's doing wheelies on the stage, and I go, Tobias, can you roll to the edge of the stage? He's got wheelie bars. A little cheating. He's cheating a little bit.
But still.
But he's a quad. It's cheating.
What's the worst that can happen?
It's quad cheat. That's all I'm going to say.
Why do you need wheelie bars?
Yeah. What's the worst
that can happen? So he tips over.
You got to see the movie because that joke was said over and over.
Oh, what? Okay.
There's a scene in the interview scene where I go, hey, okay, here's what you got to do. You can do a wheelie, and I need you to go all the way over. And we had a whole stunt crew in there because he's doing stunts. He's a quad. This is how badass this guy is. Didn't complain once. He's a quadriplegic doing stunts. He's like, and we're doing it. And he goes, dude, I'm doing a stunt. Like, he was so stoked. Yeah. So I asked him to do the wheelie on the stage. He does it. And then so I go, I'll do another take. Hey, Tobias, can you do this in front of the kids? We're going to shoot you over the kids. Can you roll? It's a 4-foot stage. I want you to roll to the front of the stage on the wheelie. And then right as you're about to go off, I want you to stop and have your wheels stop right. And we'll get an insert later with your wheels 2 inches from the edge. Just do that. And Tobias, again, because I'd worked with them so long, I had forgot. You forget. You actually forget that they have a disability.
Right.
Because all that goes away and they just become human beings. It's really weird.
Right.
So Tobias, now, had it been me, I'd have been, are you out of your mind? I think I started. Tobias goes, can I get a pad? And I go, pad, what do you mean? He goes, well, I am a quad.
Yeah.
I was behind the camera. I was like, oh no. Like, I had this horrible, horrible
meaning.
Feeling. Yeah. I could actually crap the bed during sex. Oh God, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude.
That's terrible.
He's like, no, I'll do it. I said, no, you're not going to do it because I don't have time to put your spine back together after you go off. Time and money, people. And then he would laugh. And so it just got to this weird place where, and that's what I hope people get out of the movie because it's balls out funny for
him. He's quad. His hands work though.
Yeah, well, he's got like it's from chest up, so part of his hands he can't really.
Oh, so he's got not
he can't
full.
Really operate. Yeah, but he can run his wheelchair and so it's
he's like 3/4 quad. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's different. Yeah. Starbucks has screwed up everything. Isn't Starbucks has just given everybody their own? Yeah,
he's
little,
a half pump double quad.
Wow. I see the audience we're going to get tonight. Really, you know, the audience this audience that shows up needs to see this.
This is for you. This is
but
for
we
them.
Don't, but Michael Ronan is so funny, and Deborah Carrington, and they all play badasses. And I'm this horrible. In fact, the scariest moment of the movie, Dodge gave us a car. Did I tell this story? Dodge gave us a car. To use this badass Challenger. That was my undercover car. A Charger, actually. Basically, because I wanted to use it for the movie.
Yeah, great.
And so we have a stuntman come in on the last day of shooting, and we have got four scenes to shoot. And the stuntman's got to slide it through this parking lot because I show up to work I go through the parking lot at 60 miles an hour, sliding the car. You know, cars all around. And we shoot it three times, and our cameraman Jeremy's on the ground. And this kid, because by the way, we're doing an independent movie with not a lot of money. So I'm hiring literally, do you have a diploma? Good, get behind the thing. You want to be in the movies? Come here, kid. And he's laying on the ground on the curb with this camera, this camera that we had to rent, which was $15,000 camera. And he puts the camera, and he's a kid, and I have a kid, I have a son. He puts the camera like it's hanging this far over the curb. Like if the stuntman doesn't
it's not perfect.
Goes off.
He's
going to
jam
inch.
The camera through Jeremy's head because Jeremy's
he can be in the sequel.
Yeah. And now the Special Unit 2 starring everybody we hurt in Special Unit 1. That's hilarious.
Bring in Cyclops.
Can you just write for me? Dude?
I will. I'll do it. What does it pay?
So we do, but not. That's there you go.
There's the problem.
Stop negotiations. So he slides the car in. The stuntman Ted, who I work with on Titus, which that was 15 years ago, so maybe that was a mistake. Should have hired a young guy. So he comes in and he whips around and he gets literally, like you watch the film, we were watching editing it, the ass end of the car goes so close to the camera, you can see where the paint was buffed.
Oh,
and
man.
Jeremy stayed at the camera the whole time. And so we do that one and I say cut. And I walk over to Jeremy and he's a kid, he's 23. Yeah. I grab him, I pick him up by his shirt. I go, do you see that you almost died? No, it was great. Jeremy. Literally, the ass end of the car. You missed dying by an inch and a half. It was Ninja Warrior level. You were almost dead. And I go pick up the camera and go to the other end. So we go to the other end to shoot. Now we can shoot another angle. A car coming in, and we're at the other end of the parking lot. And Ted comes in on the next take. Two takes later, slides in the curb where Jeremy had the camera.
Oh.
He basically shredded the suspension of this Charger, took the entire suspension out of it, came in too fast, hit a little bit of dirt, hit it wrong, and the wheels the wheels go and it just breaks the car.
Snaps.
I'm a car guy.
You just knew immediately.
Well, it's got an independent rear and it shattered both A arms and the car was now on a curb and we've rented the space. We have it for two more hours and we can't move it.
You're not moving that.
Ain't moving
it.
No. So. And I look at Jeremy, and he's like, huh. And Jeremy, does he kid you? Huh.
Good. Didn't affect him at all.
Not good I wasn't there, huh? Yeah.
You moron.
You're grounded.
You realize how precious life is? Look around.
Not even my kid. So
wow.
So I'm so freaked out because my first thought wasn't, oh, my God, thank God Jeremy was there. My first thought was, oh, my God. We owe Christ for that car now.
Right, yes. Car.
And then, thank God Jeremy's not dead. That's how exactly how it went in my own head.
You're Hollywood now.
And I had my walkie-talkie, and I just threw it. We were in this park at the end of this parking lot, and I started walking, and I walked a mile. No one knew what happened to me. Car accident, everyone was looking at that. Yeah. I just threw the, and I just started walking, and I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh, my God. And I walked back, and I checked the stuntman, and we had this little French girl who was a very – now, I know that sounds cool, but she was really harsh.
Right.
Like, she was the most – she was our script supervisor. She would not let anybody say a different line that I'd written, even when I was like, no, riff it. And she's like, we do not riff it here. What is this riff you are talking? It is on the paper. He will say that. He will say what's on the paper. So, and I had to calm her down. I'm like, look, we got three on the pepper. Let them improvise. So she comes up to me, and I'm shaking, and I've got that weird cold feeling like metal's running through my body because all I can see is money. We can't move the car.
You got to sell plasma.
The rest of the day is screwed. We can't shoot the next scenes were car scenes. We're screwed. It's the most expensive scene in the movie. She comes over to me and she goes, "I would like to say to you something. I know you do not want to hear this right now, but your character is a raging a-hole and an alcoholic douchebag. So why don't you have the accident? Why don't you film this now like that?"
There you go.
And I was like, I'm not sure what she said. What'd she say? And they explained what she said.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I said,
save
I,
the scene.
I said, I hate you and I love you at the same time. Yeah. She goes, that is not the first time I've heard that.
So you made love to her shortly after that. There's no doubt.
Later on, in the trunk of that Charger, magic was made between two countries. So we wrote this scene, and you'll see it in the movie tonight when you guys go, that there's the car's wrecked, and it looks like it's just part of the movie.
Yeah.
Just know we really wrecked the car.
That's just because of it you made lemonade. basically.
I sat down and I wrote a quick thing, and then I grabbed the two actors, and I'm like, here's what you're going to do, and we
That's
we
awesome.
Filmed it. Yeah, it was running and gunning the whole time.
How long did it take to do?
23 days.
Wow. That's blazing.
And I talked to Mike Birbiglia before I shot it, because he shot a couple movies, and I said, dude, what's it going to be? And he said, it's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done. And I have to say, he is so wrong.
Is it? Yeah. No.
I will say this, the week after, I literally, it was like I got Ebola. Like I was happy and fun. And I was up 12, 15 hours a day without even thinking about it. And then when the movie ended and we were done 2 days after that, I was literally
just so sick.
Just
got sick.
Yeah. My body was like, now
we can shut down.
Yeah. We're going to expel everything, every toxin you just sucked in for the last 3 weeks. Here we go. Wee. So,
you're good now, and you're happy with it, and everything else.
Happy with it. We've had distributors say they didn't want the blowback from it. They think it's going to be.
They're afraid of it.
They think that there is going to be a lot of people pissed off about it. And
good, mission accomplished.
Right.
You don't want those people.
By the way, it's laugh. Billy said that. Billy said we were watching editing one day. Billy was over at the shop, and he just goes, Titus, you're going to get some letters on this one.
And he won't. That's the funny thing. He's in it. You'll get him. But everybody else involved to be like,
I want him. Look, if it wakes it up to the fact that disabled people are – but here's the thing. By the way, funny first. This movie, just so you know, people, don't come down to make a difference. Come down to laugh your ass off tonight.
Right.
You will laugh your ass off. The other side of it is that disabled people are screwed. Michael and Ronan is a friend of mine, and he – this happened to us. We were in a diner. We actually put the scene in the movie. I wrote the scene for the movie. We're at this diner one day. This waitress comes over, and she asks everybody at the table what they want except for Mike. Mike's got cerebral palsy. He's kind of knurled up a little bit. But his brain works perfect. He's a stand-up comedy. He works for the government, and he's a public speaker. He's a badass. He drives. And so the waitress comes over, and she goes, what will he have? Right in front of him. Like he didn't exist there. Like he couldn't handle it because he's just got cerebral palsy, which is, it's not a brain effect.
Yeah. Just assuming, yeah.
Mike, I get offended for him for a second, thinking Mike's about to uncork on this lady, because Mike doesn't hold his tongue.
Right.
Mike goes, I have some boobies, thank you. And he starts acting like the biggest retarded guy in the world. Like he's the most, like he's literally got three brain cells firing.
Right.
And she's like, oh my God. And he's like, can I have them now, please? And I go, he'll just have what I had. And she walks away. And every time she put a glass of water on the table, he knocked off, that's a tsunami. Sorry about that. Oh, the flood victims. Hope there's not any flood victims. And he starts going off. For the next hour and a half, this woman got her life shredded.
Oh, good.
And but here's what I got. At the end of it, I was laughing. I don't give it up because I'm like, if you just pull something in public and no one knows who you are, I'm just going to go with it.
Right.
I'm just going to go with it until the joke's over.
Right.
Because we're already having fun. We're
in it.
We're deep into douchebag territory. Yeah. Might as well keep exploring. Might as well find.
Let's get tattoos.
Let's go to the frontier. Yeah, let's go to the frontier. So I'm just going to stay with Mike and his comics. So we get outside, and I collapse outside the restaurant. I was like a Denny's or something. And I'm sitting there, and I'm on the grass. I'm like, dude, that's the funniest thing ever. And Mike stops me and goes, that bitch deserved it.
Yes. Dead,
not a laugh, not a joke.
Nothing.
He was literally being hilarious.
Yeah.
Totally vengefully.
And with a huge sword just stabbing
her.
Yeah,
he was
her.
Just,
that's
yeah. Great. And so I really got that disabled people are treated really bad all the time. And so what I wanted to do was kind of do something that was just – look, this movie is if Mel Brooks did Lethal Weapon with disabled people. That's what I'm going for.
Wow. That's a sell right there. I mean, you had me at Quad Doing Wheelies, but that's a sell right there.
That's my
there.
Band name, Quad Doing
Quad
Wheelies.
Quad Doing Wheelies is a great band name if you've got that.
Sparks coming out of that wheelie bar.
So if you want to go, we've got it all over our Facebook. You can click it. It's tonight, 7 o'clock we get there, right? And I think we're going to start it at –
We'll
7:05.
No. Oh, 7. Wow. No, movie starts at 8.
Yeah, at 8 o'clk we'll start.
You and I'll start at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
We'll talk about 20 minutes of the movie.
Okay.
Please be really funny because I need you to warm them up.
No.
I need you to really
no,
bring.
No, I do that only here.
I know.
And
only
again,
here.
What's
when
it
no
pay?
One can, no one's looking at your face. You're like, that's the funny part. I don't have the money to do the live broadcast from Chili's like you guys do. I'm sorry, I don't have that kind of money right now.
Neither do we. Can't go to Chili's.
So we, but come on down and. I'll tell you what we'll do is, and when you get there, can we give 5 pairs of tickets away? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
No, give 5 pairs of tickets away. So if you guys want to come to the movie and watch the movie, and then when you get there, you can give a little money.
That'll work.
We'll have a thing set up so people can give money to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Because it did, yeah, you're absolutely right. People forget. Everybody's all, you know, waving flags and flipping out over anthems and everything else.
Yeah.
You forget Puerto Rico is part of that.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. They don't really speak English.
You know what the creepiest picture was? So there, someone put this thing online. There was a picture of basically the Doppler radar picture, and after the thing had passed, and it was all these, it was like the Virgin Islands. There's lights on other places.
Right.
And there's a circle in the darkness of night, and it says, this is Puerto Rico.
It's gone.
Not one light.
Yeah, it's like North Korea at night. It's gone.
Not one. It disappeared.
And you see that late night.
North Korea.
Satellite. Have you seen North Korea? The picture of it at night? Yeah. South Korea's all blown up, and they're like, here it is down. You can't see it. It looks like it's part of the ocean because there's just one little dot. It was just Pyongyang, and it's tiny.
Well, the whole country's dark. That's because he's got to keep the power on for the inside gym with Dennis Rodman.
They're playing one on one.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's be honest. You and I both know. I know you well enough to know that if you had that kind of juice and all the power had to go somewhere, you put it in your house, right?
Look.
Yeah, me too.
New DVDs come out all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
New DVDs come out all the time. And by the way, during the daylight, you can read my reviews of those.
Oh, beautiful. There you go.
North Korea. And by the way, people, don't be afraid of North Korea. I can throw a Frisbee farther than North Korea can launch a missile. And with a lot more accuracy.
Yeah.
So let's just be very clear. And by the way, every day they show another video of them shooting off another missile. You know, the guy with the big penis doesn't talk about it. He just has it.
That's right, Brady.
You know?
What?
You heard him. Finally, someone says it.
Nail.
Wow. He was just blindsided. Yeah. He actually went, what? What?
I have a big dick. What? Stop it. It's all. You want to stick around for a little while?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
I want to keep talking about the movie, benefit.
It's tonight. You can get there. I'm saying get there about 7. We'll get everything going right about 8, but you can get there and hang out and do whatever over
there. Yeah, get a drink, get some food. The reason we're doing it here, the first screening of it, we're doing another one in Hollywood at the Arclight Theater, but the reason we're doing it here is because this club, the Tempe Improv, is probably the best club in the country, in the top 5 anyway.
That's awesome.
And they've always been great to me, and the guy that owns it is a great friend, and he let me do this. So let's have some people in
there. It's very cool. Let's get as many we can get in there tonight, and it's for a great cause. And Tyus, you also, we owe you because you came out for that Granite Mountain thing a few years ago, the hot shots that died in the fire, the 19 guys that passed away. You came out and did a whole free show, packed up Stand Up Live that time, same owners, Stand Up Live, and ironically, oddly, raised $19,000 that night.
We did!
Which is 19 people, 19,000, it just all...
That's creepy.
It was really kind of weird when they said this is exactly how much we did, and it was 19.
Wow, that needs its own little thing on
that's in the movie. That's in the movie.
Yeah, it was weird. It was very strange. But it was great of you to do that, and it's always that kind of bonding moment that we have. With you, that was so cool. So we're very happy.
Man,
to do this.
It got creepy. See, it got weird. It was fine. We were having fun. We were
like,
we were douchebag buddies. Yeah, and then it just got weird. What just happened?
That's the best part. That's really the best part. Like
cheek hugs.
You make
cheek
him uncomfortable, and then you're like,
you sent me a picture of a guy with a tongue up another guy's butt. And then he's like, hey, by the way,
hey,
you know what?
You're a good man.
Like the Soul Brothers. Honestly, seriously, like anything you need.
Good cop,
what
bad
you do
cop.
Is
now,
work.
Now I'm totally agree.
I'm gonna take it down for a second.
Then you go to the end. You go, anything you need, and then you show me that picture again.
Anything you need?
That's how it works.
Because I'm up for everything.
There you go. That would have made me feel weirdly better than what you just did.
Tyus, tonight we'll do it at the Improv and show his new movie, Special Unit. Just for you guys, you'll be the first people in the world to see it and come with your ears open, your eyes open, and let Tyus know at the end.
It's not scary. It's just it's
yes,
like,
it is. It could very well be. To some people, it may actually be
you know,
scary.
That's someone said that to me. Billy said that. I'm like, what? It's funny. He goes, Tyus, do you see what you're doing here? Do you see what's going on in this movie?
I wish Billy was here because he'd be the voice of reason even after doing it.
He really is the voice of reason in my life. We're putting a documentary, a little 5-minute interview with me and Billy today on Facebook. Look for it because he really is. He's the voice of reason. Billy has saved my career like twice already. And and we've only been really buddies for like a year and a half.
No kidding. You've almost blown it in the last 12 months twice.
Oh, it's constant me. What do you, come on. I'm still driving in the middle of the night to Phoenix.
That's very true. Yeah, you don't even have Ryan doing that for you. I'm very upset. Tyus is going to stick around with us today. It's 98 KUPD.
Cue the legal.
Wherever you go, take morning sickness along for the ride. Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Oh, boy. Paul Sura, everybody, the world's most dangerous production director of all time.
What a nice guy.
Came in here and handed Titus, what, 150? Oh, only 60?
No, wait, hold on. No.
No, he gave us a ton
of
money.
There's it's 160 bucks.
No, it's not.
No.
It's a lie. Paul doesn't have 160.
It's actually 40. But by the way,
he folded it to make it look like 60.
He did. He folded it up to make it look like more money. But still, he out of the blue, he comes in and he goes, I know you're giving the money to Puerto Rico. I can't make the movie tonight. He goes, here, take this money. And he gave us 40 bucks for the
deal. That's awesome. Yeah. So
it's going to go to Puerto Rico. I swear to God, I'm not going to be. I'm not going.
We know.
I'm not going to drink rum and say it went to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. And if you do, and we don't know about it, we're none the wiser.
No,
we've been grifted by worse.
I don't do that. I have my own charity. I started a charity called the Insight Youth Project because I did research on charity. I was going to give money to charities, and I was like, when you see how much money charities spend staff and there's incidentals, and we have
office supplies,
offices. We have all. It's literally crazy. Some of them have jets.
It's insane.
So I decided I don't give organized charities money anymore. We find a charity. Like J.J. Watt was perfect. J.J.
Watt,
$37 million. And then literally before the hurricane had left, trucks were going down full of stuff.
Yeah.
It was like they were literally – they're still there, right? Okay, we're on our way.
It's incredible. And they actually had a glut of stuff for Houston that they're like, we've got plenty.
Thank
Which
God
is
for
an
the
amazing
next one.
Thing. Yeah, and exactly. Thank God we got the second one. We're going to do all this. Yeah, it's pretty
amazing.
With
the J.J. Watt money, they even got sat down and said, we want to make sure this gets direct in legit places, whether or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do with this Puerto Rico money. We're going to find the most legit, and it's all going to that.
Yeah, which is great. And that's always good. And I'm the same way. I did a charity years ago. These guys got involved in – I was running marathons. Eric started – we were running marathons for the Stroke Association, which doesn't exist anymore. So we ran it, and then Phoenix was the biggest city that got involved. They asked me to host the whole party in Hawaii because it was a Kona marathon. You had to raise like $4,500 from here, and like $8,000 if you're from Boston, whatever.
Right.
So there's a few thousand people, and I host the event. Everything's going great. We run the marathon. We have an after party. Everybody's in Kona. We're having a great time. Everybody felt great. $7 million was the tally. Which was unreal to me when I got them.
It cost $7 million.
We raised
the party.
We did
$7 million. Got it. You raised it. Good. Thank you. Wow, that's amazing.
Unreal. I get off stage and I'm like, this is unreal. I had no idea. And she goes, well, we'd budgeted 10. And I'm like, what? We're not happy with this. I'm like, oh no, we're happy with it. Don't get me wrong. It's just we expected 10.
I got to pick up.
Somebody screwed up somewhere.
And I'm like, you expect $10 million? That's And the lady who was doing it,
they got bills to pay.
She wasn't representative of all people who worked there. But when she did that, it immediately it was like an anvil on my head.
How do you get jaded over charity? Yeah. Where's all this money for stroke victims? Yeah, not enough.
Not enough. There's still going to be a ton of them that don't.
Jerry Lewis died without a kid getting up.
That's
and
what I always say. It's like all he did was buy more sticks.
Yeah. Whole life
sticks for the kids.
Have we cured one? I'm not going out there until one gets off the chair.
I can't believe you can walk yet. I've raised billions.
And
what are you doing?
The last couple of years, he's just tired of the click, click, click. Actually, you know what? All of you sit down. If I hear another click. I'm going to kill you.
I like that you do bitter Jerry, and I do young
you do crazy
like,
Jerry.
Like, let me tell you children something. For God's sake, could someone put a rubber ball on the end of that freaking stick so I don't have to hear this crap? Jesus Christ.
Every year at the end, he sang the song with the greatest pregnant pause ever. You'll never walk alone. And every year I waited for that and just died.
You're the
laughing.
Darkest human being I've ever known.
He told us for 50 years, we're not fixing it.
We're
never even planning on fixing it. You'll never walk.
He never really sang that.
That was how he ended the show.
Close the MDA.
Every year, the MDA closed.
You know that him and his buddies laughed their asses off, when the
And then at the end, when I do the song and all of them cry, I can barely... I'm crying because I'm
he
trying
to laugh.
He
does the real.
Yeah.
You're saying
yeah.
bitter. That yeah, was
that
him.
That was the
I
real Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, he was not. From what I heard, people that knew him, he would get really, really mad. He was not the nicest guy.
Oh,
no.
You see those interviews with those young journalists where he sits down with a guy yeah. and he's just grilling
yeah.
these kids.
Oh, no, no. He's yeah, and he hated being interviewed by people who didn't
Funny.
Know everything about him.
Oh, man.
Rest in peace, Jerry.
I'm always scared.
You're a legend.
Hey,
you're a legend.
And by the way, hey, one love.
One love, baby.
One love.
Keep it high.
One love. One love.
Christopher Titus
By the
is
way,
here.
I still, okay, okay, whoever was off stage, the opening 10 minutes of Nutty Professor is some of the most brilliant pieces of comedy I've ever seen.
And,
every nanosecond of movement is funny. When he was getting interviewed yeah. by the boss. Watch the first 10 minutes of that.
And then it's over.
Yeah, then it kind of
goes to Jerry Lewis kinda, funny. But the funny thing is that movie right there, and you're a director now,
yeah.
It changed everything. It changed the way all movies were made and all the way he did multiple shots and things like that.
Oh, really?
Jerry Lewis changed, and he's the first guy that ever did the dailies to watch
he
back
was watching, make sure
that
it didn't
day.
Suck.
Yeah, it was the first one that ever just, let's watch it now.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
It's hard to be the director. And I mean, it's not hard. Like it's the most fun I did, but I had to go. You'd work all day, work with everybody, and everybody has a problem with something from lattes to right. like – in this movie specifically, hey, I need a bag.
Oh, God.
No, I'm kidding. No one ever said that. I was
never,
Bill.
You never
for,
got
it was
one.
For Billy. It was for Billy.
So, it's full. It's full.
I got one more take at me.
Garneau was the only one.
Everything's coming out of me.
Billy was the only one with a hefty on his hip.
So, my man, you know, look what you do to me. You make me like evil. Like, what just happened? I literally
These
feel like
are abused
you're like the Sith Lord in Star Wars. It's just like, come to the dark.
Yeah,
I was on the dark side.
You did special unit the movie, and you're calling me the bad guy. That's a badge of honor.
I did it to go because even the way I write things, I do it to actually like put some like the new comedy special is about to. I want to bring the country back together. You know, because I can't believe we got mad at each other with these idiots.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
I mean,
you have a lot of power if you can do that.
I was going to say.
I've had, I mean, well, you know, you got to set the bar, like I always set the bar really high, because then it makes me get it done right.
All right.
Hey, I'd like to make some drunk people chuckle a little bit, and then hopefully not vomit before they get to the bathrooms. Like, that's really not
I'm gonna
a bar.
I'm going to bring the country together to a few people in Phoenix.
Right.
But if you think about it this way, so I've had people at this new show, Amerigeddon, I've had people come up to me after and go, hey, son, I'm a hardcore conservative, man. You know what? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Because that's what's happened with it is that, again, I don't talk about my stand-up, but when I first wrote it, people would heckle. They, Libtard! And they were just screaming at me. And then I would sing We Are the World, and then they'd get kicked out. That happened, and that was in January when
it was shouted at you. The guy paid to see you.
Yeah, and screaming at me, like screaming. And I was one guy yelled out, F. Titus, it was F. Titus Love Trump, and he was yelling it. He was chanting. He like, dude, you invented a heckle chant. No one's ever done. I've never had anyone like come up with a chant. Audience, then we started singing "We Are the World." That's what I do, and the whole audience will sing "We Are the World."
Whenever
and
it gets
then
nasty.
Drown out a guy. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen because
that's awesome.
You see people get like it's not me screaming at them. It's the entire audience singing "We Are the World," and they just get this weird like
that's weird. We did a game where we're like, we need to come up with a song.
Yeah.
That whenever things get too political, it just starts.
And yeah, I just,
We Are the World was the one we chose.
As he's screaming, well, you can't. If someone's mad at you and you go,
you can't be mad back.
There comes a time
when
a certain call.
Problem is, you just start humming.
When the world must come together as one.
Yeah, you're right, Titus. I'm sorry. You're right.
There are people dying. It's
you
over.
Can't help it.
It's over. Even if you're still screaming, you look like the biggest douche in the world.
That's right.
And
if you're screaming over that, you are a dick. You're
and,
right.
by, and so as the months of this presidency have gone on, it's now it's, yay! Okay, you're right. It's like people start to heckle and they're like, I got nothing.
The funny thing is you said your comedy is going to bring the country together, which is...
I know it sounds big. It's,
it's the type of delusions that'll make you president.
Damn straight, homie. Or make you think you can write and direct your own movie.
Exactly. Yeah, it gives you the idea that you're Superman.
I'm totally fine with being the guy that you... Sometimes I'll tell people what I'm going to do. Yeah, we're actually getting the money together. We're making our own movie. I rented a soundstage. We're doing it. And people just look at you like... What?
Why? Why are you doing this to you? Yeah, but that's brave, and a lot of people are missing that. A lot of people just won't take that chance.
Listen, risk. We're all cranking out a dead skin bag lying in a box somewhere. We're all cranking out one day.
Shelley or Keith?
So what are you doing? both. They were drunk with Bukowski one night, and they just came out. We're all going to be a skin bag in a box one day.
Beautiful.
But seriously, man, when you get that, when you really get that, like we lost my wife, when you really get – that's why Special Unit got made. Honest to God. If people are pissed, good. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. If it starts a conversation – if the next time someone's walking through a mall and there's a dude in a wheelchair, instead of looking away from that dude, you go, yeah. Hey, what's up, brother? If that's all it changes, fine. But in this life, man, if you're not stepping up and what you do makes you happy – like you sending me naked pictures of men with tongues up each other's butts, that makes you alive. That's who you
are.
Who you are.
And he's really alive. You know, let me tell you.
I'm living, baby.
You've nailed it.
I am living,
no,
man.
No, it's all right. You follow your dream. Follow your dream. Don't hide your light under a bushel or in an anus.
That's beautiful. And then my friend who just went through this, and we talked about it on the air a couple weeks ago, he was on the elevator, and a guy gets on in a wheelchair. It's a Monday.
Right.
And the elevator opens a couple floors later, and the guy wheels off, and my friend says, have a good Monday, if that's possible for you. Making a Monday joke, but realizing as he's saying it, he just told a guy in a wheelchair, probably can't do it. Probably can't ever do anything. And the guy turned and he goes, I'm perfectly capable of having a good day as the doors are closing.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, no. So he's like, what do I do? Do I go back?
By the way, that guy's a dick. Sorry.
If you're in a wheelchair,
you can still be. Yeah. That's the point of this movie. Is like you can still be like just you're human. You're a human being.
Yeah.
And that guy probably that morning, that guy was probably trying to eat breakfast and someone looked at his friend and went, what will he have? So that guy had already a moment. So anything anybody says.
So our suggestion is take the stairs now.
I love. Yeah, exactly.
You'll avoid him forever.
Yeah, there's no way your glutes are going to be nice.
You're going to look good.
But you're not going to be embarrassed anymore.
Yeah.
Man, that's hilarious. I'm perfectly having a good day.
Yeah, I'm perfectly capable of having a good day. And the doors are shutting.
Not as good as me. I'm going for a run.
Yeah.
I'll sorry about
the
that.
Stairs later.
By the way, because I feel like that too. That's what when I was working with these guys on the set, like you get over it. You just get over that. And if someone's like, these guys were ripping on me on the set, like if I missed a take or a camera's not right. Yeah, of course it wasn't. You weren't paying it. Yeah.
Amateur.
You know, if I dropped a line, oh my God, these guys jumped on me.
Of course.
They're like, oh wow, the total cable body. I can't say words now. Like, and so at one point I just cut loose. I was like, okay, and I
came on, and then
that's when it happened. And I think that
did any of them at any time while you're doing this go, okay, that's too far?
Nope.
Not one.
Not a single time.
And they were up for everything.
To the point, again, more so than the able body actors.
Did they make suggestions to you and you said, no, that's too far?
No. No, I mean, the script is already there. We had a guy he's in the interview scene and he came in. We hired as much disabled people as we could. We used him for extras and stuff too. And this one guy came in and he was in a wheelchair and I don't know what he has, but he used to write speeches. He was in the Bush administration and he wrote speeches.
Wow.
And now he's in Hollywood doing this.
That explains a lot, actually.
Yeah, mission accomplished, right? Mission accomplished.
Oh my God.
We
are just digging a bigger hole.
Yeah. You know. I make good pie. Why is that in my speech? What's happening here? My pies are great. Mission accomplished on the pie thing.
Strategery. Like pie.
Does that say strategery? Who wrote strategery? I have to roll with it. I look stupid a lot. I can't fire the guys in a chair.
Oh, man. Wrong. Man, I quit. Maybe it was the Clinton administration.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, that would have been worse. Oh, they're coming. Get under the desk. I'll just roll you under here for a second.
So, by the way, if what we're doing right now makes you laugh, you have to come to the movie tonight.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. Let's give tickets away. 602-260-9800. You can see Titus's movie premiering just for you, people of KUPD. He's bringing it right to you guys over at the Improv tonight, and it's all for a good cause. You people that are calling, the first five that'll get in there, get on the list. You don't have to pay for anything, but it would be nice if you donated, like Paul, our production guy, who just dropped off money, and he's not even going. So it's all for a good cause. Hurricanes have just decimated America. We see Florida. We see all the others.
Yeah, and Florida got helped, and it's weird because Florida got helped and Houston got helped. I'm sure they're going to use more, but Puerto Rico's got nothing.
And they were broke going in.
Yeah,
they had no money going into it.
How do you tweet out their debt after a deficit? Trump tweeted out their debt. Yeah, $71 billion in debt. Maybe they deserve this hurricane. Whoa. What? The Goldman Sachs set it off then? Like,
not too big to fail. Here's what's going to happen. Listen, you're going to pay the $74 billion or it's going to get windy. Let's just say it's going to get windy. It's going to get windy.
Yeah, it's horrible. So if you want to go tonight, we'd love to have you. 602-260-9800. See Titus's movie, Special Unit. Meet Titus himself. A lot of people are fans here. The email's just blowing up. Everybody loves
Titus.
Oh,
good, man. So come down to the show.
It'll be great to have you.
And you can drink while you're watching a movie, which is you have to
awesome.
Do a special. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's awesome. And good drinks, too. They don't skimp over there at the
No, they don't, man. The one thing that Joel who runs the improv is he's just the best guy. And the staff is good. There's clubs I go to that I like. There's one in Baltimore that I go to. That I honestly went to, like, literally, like, I, like, do I have a knife on? Do I have a knife? Like,
you're worried the crowd might stab
We
you.
Showed up, and there was, like, they were, like, you walk into a club, and it's just fire code violations. Like, you're like, oh, my God, they should just name this fire code violation, because there's wires hanging from the ceiling, nothing's right, there's curtains on heat, on electrical heaters, and I'm doing comedy there, and then I go to this club, and it's always first
class. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. Well, we're proud of it, too. It's an awesome thing.
I promise you'll have a good time tonight.
That'll be great. Yeah, tonight, Titus over there. Are you going to stick around and stay until we're all done?
Yeah, man.
Entertainment drill. We just do an entertainment. Just take a look at the world around your life.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. Usually it's just kind of stupid crap.
Yeah, right.
You kind of guessed that by now, right?
Yeah. That's all we do.
Yeah, that's our job. Somehow or another people pay us to do that. It's 98 KUPD. Titus, tonight at the Improv, we got your tickets right now. Call us.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.